Got a good feeling.
I don't know the next line.
For taking the easy way out.
Oh,
that's
I got
the
a good
story
feeling.
Of my life. Do you know what was made and headquartered here in the Chicago metro area since 1965?
Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
That was a great guess.
Thanks.
How about the lava lamp?
Mm.
The lava lamp, headquartered in Elk Grove Village, is having a special 50th anniversary involving some Beatles activity. Clay Farnsworth on the line with us. You are the CEO of Lava Light, and thank you for being with us. Hello, Clay.
Well, so far it's going swimmingly.
All right, we'll call him back. I could tell he was, you know, on the phone in a car. He's back? All right. He just couldn't hear me. Maybe it's because I speak so quietly.
Hi there.
Hi, Clay. How are you?
How are you, Wendy?
We're doing good. Steve Bertrand is here. Clay Farnsworth is the CEO of Lava Light.
It's Lava Lamp.
That's what I thought. Lava Lamp, as Lava Lamp is celebrating its 50th anniversary. There is a special 50th anniversary lava lamp that I'm looking at right now with kind of a brass base and purplish and red globs in it, let's just say. I know it's lava.
We call them blobs.
Oh, you do?
We call them blobs.
Okay.
Right away, he goes, Rod L. Science on you.
Can I tell you, though, I have this particular lamp that doesn't say 50 on it, but I have that original lamp that was made, probably, was that one of the first ones you guys manufactured in 1965?
Well, you know, the product was first introduced in the United States in 1965. It was actually started in the UK in 1963. A guy named Edward Craven Walker invented it, and he based it originally on an egg timer, and then it was seen at a trade show. It was called the Astro Lamp, and a couple of entrepreneurs saw it and bought the U.S. rights to manufacture it. And then they sold it to a guy named High Spectre, who brought it to Chicago. And our factory originally was at Addison and Polina in the Lakeview area. And I'm a old-time Chicago boy who, when I would walk to high school when I was a teenager, would pass this factory every day. I went to Lakeview High School.
And did you have your own lava lamp?
Of course I did.
We all did.
We all did. But here's the thing that's really exciting for us. You know, while we like to think of the product sometimes as a retro product, our biggest demographic is the younger people, 18 to 34 years old, and our growth is in the 18 to 24 demo. The kids love it.
I have a 16-year-old son who's a musician. He loves the Beatles, and he has been asking me for a lava lamp for so long, and thankfully I waited long enough. Tell us about this new Beatles line that you have for the special 50th anniversary of lava lamps.
Well, what we ended up doing here is we put together something with the Beatles, not only here but in the UK, and we introduced five different lamps, and they're all based on Beatles albums. We have two yellow submarine lamps. We have a Rubber Soul, a Sergeant Pepper, and we also have a Help. And if you think about it, we're having our 50th anniversary this year, but between 1964 and 1969, every year is a 50th anniversary for the Beatles, whether it's the first time coming here and being on the Ed Sullivan Show or being at Chase Stadium, or, you know, the Sgt. Pepper album. So this is the first in a series of ours, and you know, you can get them at retailers like Spencer Gift or Amazon.com or on our own website, which is Lavalamp.com. I got to get the commercials in there. You know that.
And that's fine, because I am on Lavalamp.com right now, and I am spinning the wheel of facts. And that is so fun to play with. You just spin it, and here's one of the facts that came up. 2003. The Colossus, a 4-foot-tall lava lamp, is introduced to the public. This is the largest fully functioning lava lamp ever made. My question to you, Clay, is how long does it take to heat up?
Okay, it depends on the size.
All right. Well, no, I know, but the 4-foot one, I bet that took a couple days to heat up.
I actually have the 4-foot one in my office. By the way, we're in Elk Grove Village, right outside Chicago. I actually have that one in my office, and it takes about 3.5 hours to heat up. It comes with what they call a resistor switch, though, so that you can actually turn it down, so it's kind of simmering, if you will, and you don't have to start up all over again. But the more standard lava lamps, like we have 11.5-inch or 14.5-inch, those are anywhere from 2 to 2.5 hours. But as I said to somebody recently, it's worth the wait.
Absolutely. We have a bunch of them, thanks to you guys, all around the studio. So if you're looking at us online at WGNradio.com, you see all these lava lamps, and we plugged them in this morning, and they are smoking. And I don't mean smoking like there's a malfunction.
No, there's no smoking. They're not smoking.
I mean, it's just so cool, and they're so relaxing.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because we've done research, consumer research, with another Chicago firm, Leo J. Shapiro and Associates, where we asked, what's the appeal of lava lamp? And 50% of the time, people use them as a therapeutic device. It relaxes them. It soothes them. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but oftentimes when you go to a dentist's office, they use a lava lamp to calm down the patients. The other thing is that 70% of the time, a lava lamp is used in a bedroom. So it's a very relaxing product, and I'm glad you brought that up.
You said earlier that you were growing, I think it was among 18 to 24-year-olds, and you said you thought it was a retro product, but I'm growing here. Do those young people buying it, are they buying it to look retro, or do they consider it a brand new thing?
I think that there's a combination of both there. I think that, of course, you know, they like the fact that this thing has deep roots, but they're buying it because they like the product and it's decorative. One of the things we've done over the years, in addition to the Beatles products, and I do encourage your listeners to go to our site, lavalamp.com, to see all of the different varieties that we have, we've gotten into decorator-type products.
Absolutely.
Where we've got multiple colors, and one of our most successful and popular lamps is called the Rainbow, and you can find this at places like a Walmart, and of course, I always want to plug our website, lavalamp.com, and the Rainbow is multiple colors, not only on the base and the cap, but we call, other people might think of it as a bottle, we call it a globe, uh-huh. And that's multiple colors. So we have white wax inside, and as the wax moves, it looks like it's changing colors, and the kids love that. They just love the colors and the excitement of that.
So I'm just thinking, though, if they considered something new and hip, I might try to sell my black light maybe on eBay.
I was thinking, why is there not a black light lava lamp?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we are working on, for next year, what we call black light reactive paint, where we'll be able to use it.
Nice, the posters.
Another one we're going to have is called chalkboard, where you could actually have a chalkboard and leave messages for people, or kids can do it, can write on the chalkboard. And here's another thing we've done with the lava lamp that's kind of fun. I always want to say, too, that we have a registered trademark for both the shape and the name. There's only one lava lamp, and that's us. No one else can call it. Often imitated, never duplicated. But one of the things that we did, this iconic shape that we have and have had for 50 years, in the last couple of years, we've not only gone with our traditional wax and liquid combination, we've created lamps that have, we call them our fun line, volcano inside, a tornado inside, an aquarium inside.
Oh my God! I am obsessed with tornadoes. I'm fearful of them, but they intrigue the hell out of me. How cool is that?
And you've got to see, if you go on the website, you've got to see the volcano, because it's got 300 globules that come up out of this volcano and keep recirculating, and they change colors all the time. One other thing we have that's really cool, again in the shape, is what we call a party mixer. The party mixer is kind of like a disco ball in the lava shape, but you can use your smart device. It's Bluetooth, and you can play music through it, and you can use it with either an Apple or an Android type phone. It's fantastic. People love it.
So you are a genius.
Your product
is
valuable. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I'm just gushing, because seriously, a lava lamp is cool to begin with, but now with all these different types of lava lamps, really genius, Clay Farnsworth.
Well, maximum credit to our marketing department. They do a fantastic job.
Well, I like the idea, though, that your product is of value not just for what is inside of it, but you're marketing the shape of it too, and controlling the marketing of the shape of it. Right?
Oh, that's my fault.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I was
Are
afraid
there,
to ask
Clay?
A really stupid
I'm
question.
Totally
right? And so you're not only concerned with what it looks like inside, you're protecting the shape of your product too.
Absolutely. No one else can use that shape, and we protect it vigorously.
And did you say an aquarium?
Yeah, you, so, what you have, it's not real fish. Let me say this.
Okay, it's not real thank
fish.
You.
It is, I don't want to say fake fish. It's plastic fish, but it has the effect of them swimming and having fun inside the aquarium. And you can find the aquarium at a lot of Walmart stores. Another commercial.
Someone texted us. What's your website?
Lavalamp.com.
Yeah, I'm just kidding you.
I do want to tell you, too, that you were talking about the 50th anniversary. We went with a gold color because that's 50th, and one of our other customers is having a terrific promotion this year celebrating our 50th anniversary. That's Spencer Gifts. I don't want to forget them.
But
they
someone,
do a great job for
someone
us.
Did text, and they asked, you know, it's a pretty good question because obviously these things need to heat up, and every time I get close to them, Wendy says, don't touch it. Someone texted and said, is it okay to leave it on all the time?
It is, but let me say this. You know, you guys are familiar with Underwriters Laboratories, and
sure.
and we everything we do is UL listed, et cetera. And they get warm, okay, you know, because they use an incandescent bulb to heat up the lamp. But, you know, if you're going to stand there with your hand on it, it'll get a little bit hot, but it's not dangerous in any way, shape, or form. We sell millions of these, and you know, retailers like Walmart and Target and Kmart and Menards and Meijer and Home Depot and Toys R Us all carry them, and there's never a problem with the heat.
He's the CEO of Lava Lamp. Can you tell? He's Clay Farnsworth mentioning all these retailers. But I say you go to lavalamp.com and look at all the, I mean, really, designer colors. Because, you know, when you guys first started, there weren't that many different colors. It was just pretty much, I actually think mine was clear liquid with just red blobs or globs. What do you call them again?
Blobs. Okay. B-L-O-B. we have a studio here where we take pictures. We call it Blob Studios.
I love it. But now there are so many colors that you can choose from. There's silver. There's all different colors. The rainbows, the Beatles one.
The rainbow looks like that. What was that? Remember that sucker that would have like a rainbow sucker?
Like the lollipop?
Sure, yeah.
That's what the rainbow one looks like to me.
Next year, I mentioned chalkboard. We're also introducing something called alien abduction lamp, where you basically have a swirling alien that's abducted by outer space people. It's inside the lamp. And one other thing I want to mention is that, you know, we do all kinds of wonderful lava lamps, but we're also going to be introducing what we call Bright Source, our conventional lighting line. And we're actually going to combine a traditional lamp with a lava lamp. We've done research on this. And consumers love the idea of being able to, you know, use a lamp for, you know, traditional lighting and be able to read or illuminate the room that they're in, as well as having the relaxing lava lamp. We're putting them both together, and that's going to open us up to a bigger market.
So the lava lamp part would be like in the stem of the standing lamp?
Correct, down below, and then you'd have a shade on top.
Dig it. I got to start talking like this again. It's so groovy. My question to you, Clay, is the incandescent bulbs that make the lava heat up.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they going away? Aren't
not we do 25 and 40 watt. So we're still legal.
Okay, because that was my concern, because it's
right.
Really hard to find just a regular incandescent bulb in, you know, regular size 60 watts. So I was concerned about that. I also wanted to share a text that we got from someone who just went in to their kids' fifth grade teacher's conference.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Mike. He's in Lake Zurich, and he says, hello, I was just at my fifth grader's conference with his teacher today. He filled out a form to share that answered what was his favorite thing this year at school. It was in science and learning how a lava lamp works.
Oh.
You may have another customer.
Oh, there you go. Well, should I tell you the secret recipe?
Yeah.
Okay. A lava lamp contains 10 ingredients, and just like Colonel Sanders, some of them are top secret. Three of the ingredients are a multi-wax mixture with chlorinated paraffin and a low odor base. The wax is heated by an incandescent bulb in the base of every lamp. There's a metal coil in the bottom of each glass globe that helps the heat transfer from the bulb to melt the wax. Then the heated mixture becomes less dense than water, and it expands more than water, and the blobs of wax float to the top of the globe where they cool because they're increasing their density of the water, and then they descend. And this just keeps going on and over again. Somebody asked me recently, what is it about it that is so enticing and makes you want to watch it? Because it's never the same. The blobs are constantly changing and stretching, and it's fascinating to watch.
We got another text here. This is very exciting. Maybe you can share this with your marketing genius that you mentioned earlier. 217, the listener suggested Lava Lamp may want to give away the movie The Blob. Just a heads up, you know, the one with Steve McQueen.
Sure.
As a promotion because they're called blobs.
You know what? That's something to look into. And I know they did a remake back in the 80s, too,
yes,
with Kevin Dillon.
Right. It wasn't as good, in my opinion.
It was terrible. But, you know, you mentioned movies. We're constantly in movies. If you look at Big, Tom Hanks, when he gets his apartment, there's a lava lamp in there. The movie Boyhood last year had a lava lamp in there. X-Men Days of Future Past, when Wolverine wakes up back in the 70s, he's staring at a lava lamp. Dark Shadows, and this is the one we love. Paul McCartney, whenever he's in concert, take a look at his keyboard player, Wicks. There's always three or four lava lamps out there. And we had a couple of years ago the McCartney people calling us and asking for a bunch of lamps, and we said, sure, we're happy to provide them for you.
All right, so I'm just wondering, you know, sometimes things that we think of in the past end up being bigger now than they were then. What was your biggest sales year? Is it now or was it then?
Last year was the biggest record sales year for us.
Interesting.
It was, and we're having growth again this year. I think since I've been here 5.5 years, and we've just about doubled the size of the business, and now we're going beyond that because I'll give you, you know, one example. One of our retailers, I mentioned the retailers so much I have to stop saying the retailers' names, but one of our retailers when I started here had 2 SKUs or stock keeping units in their assortment. Now we have 15. People buy this as a program. They don't buy it just as an item. And we've been able to, you know, create these multiple items and different sizes and different colors and different actions and been able to build the business that way. You know, in probably about 1,000 stores right now in Target, you'll see an end cap of our stuff where they have an assortment of different types of lava lamps. So we're growing our business, and we also have a UK division, which is growing probably just as fast.
This is so cool. Go to lavalamp.com. Look at all the specialty lamps. Look at the 50th anniversary lamps, the Beatles lamps. Continued success to you. Another person just texted their 11-year-old son has put a lava lamp on their Christmas list. So I hope Santa can find your locations.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much for having me, and I love your show.
Thank you so much. He is Clay Farnsworth. He is the CEO of Lava Lamp at lavalamp.com. Go to it. Really cool.
It's lavalamp.com, correct?
Yes, it's lavalamp.com. Okay.